This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. So for this week, what was number five?
Number five, we've got National Cookie Day. We're always talking about different national food days, I feel like, on the show. This one I can get behind because it makes sense because it's the holidays and everybody loves baking, and it was on December 4th, and everybody's cooking cookies anyways. I mean, I made some sweet cookies over the weekend, a variety of different things. Did a ginger cookie, didn't really turn out too well, but some sugar cookies made, you put the kiss in the middle, which was pretty awesome. But this started back in 1983 by this guy, Matt Nader, of the Blue Chip Cookie Company, which is in San Francisco where I'm at right now, so I feel a little bit of personal ownership here. And fun fact, the English word cookie is derived from the Dutch word cookie, which means little cake.
Sounds like the same thing.
I know. We should just call them little cakes. I mean, they're a little bit harder than cakes. I think that's where the biggest difference is. Like a cake is cakey, and a cookie is a little bit more firm. But, you know, they're little cakes. I like that.
What's your favorite cookie?
I mean, if we're talking, like, kind of brand name stuff, Oreo, no doubt. I mean, you put that in a nice glass of cold milk, fully saturated, fish it out with a spoon, and I'm a happy dude. That's my strategy when it comes to Oreos. Super milky.
You know, I can't stand store-bought cookies anymore. My aunt spoiled me. She makes all her homemade cookies. I love her snickerdoodles. I've never had a snickerdoodle in my childhood, but in my adulthood, I'm in love with snickerdoodles.
You know, that's odd because I feel like snickerdoodles are such an adolescent treat. Yeah, for you to latch onto it in your adulthood, it must be really good without the nostalgic factors of your childhood. So that's impressive.
Oh, you know what it is, though? I never had a snickerdoodle as a kid. I've never even heard of a snickerdoodle until, like, maybe 5 years ago, and I fell in love with them. I'm like, where have you been all my life?
Blown your mind, then, 5 years ago. You're like, what is this little cake? It's so good.
Yes. I think I gained weight from it, but I love it. And
sure.
The name, Snickerdoodles, I love the name, too.
Fun.
I mean, it just flows together, right?
I'll have to have one of your aunt's snickerdoodles sometimes. Sounds great.
What do we get for number four?
We got another sweet treat. We've got the Cheesecake Factory, so we're just talking cakes today. They celebrated their 40th anniversary and made this free cheesecake promotion where they were giving away 40,000 slices of cheesecake for free to all these customers who ordered through the DoorDash delivery service. But it went so bad. I feel bad for them, honestly. Like, they were really trying to give the customers free cakes, trying to celebrate this accolade, but, like, everybody was on Twitter like, yo, dude, like, I ordered a cake 3.5 hours ago. It's not here. I've been sitting around my house all day. And then all these DoorDash people were outside of this Cheesecake Factory in Arlington, Virginia, and they were, like, blocking the street. They even had to call the cops. And then a brawl broke out inside the restaurant, and they had to arrest a dude. So everything just went so awry with this promotion. And I don't know if people even got their cakes in the end. They must have, but there's a lot of negativity on Twitter.
Okay, here's another one I haven't tried before and probably for more years. I've never been to Cheesecake Factory. Is it that good?
No, I don't think so. It's like a run-of-the-mill type of chain restaurant that they try to elevate to make it seem a little bit less like that. But I mean, I almost feel like I put it in the same vein as like a Chili's, to be honest. I haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory in forever, so this is an out-of-date take. Maybe like high school was the last time I went. And I feel like cheesecake, to be honest. And, you know, if you go to the factory, I don't think it's any better than any other restaurant.
You know, I've never had cheesecake other than my mother's, so I'm not sure if it's going to be good or not. But is it like Cheesecake Factory just has desserts? I've never been to one, so is there any real food there, or is it just candy?
Well, first off, your family, their culinary expertise sounds off the charts. No, they have, like, a ton of other food, which is misleading. You think that they would kind of like to name themselves something that encompasses their full menu. They do have cheesecake. They do have other food. They got it all.
Okay, yeah, I just Googled it. They do have a lot. That is a misleading name for a restaurant. Cheesecake Factory, and they got superfoods, pizza, glam burgers, and sandwiches, and pasta. Come on, right? I mean,
it's honestly, like, overwhelming. Last time I was there, I was like, okay, well, give me 30 minutes to decide what's going on here.
Well, it's unfortunate someone was arrested, but, you know, good for them for trying to do something promotional for their peoples, their customers.
Exactly. I agree.
What do we get for number three?
We've got Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. They got married this past week, I think maybe weekend, and it was like this traditional Hindu ceremony. It was in a palace in Jodhpur, which is northern India's blue city. It was, you know, very, very elaborate, multi-day festivities. She had a 75-foot-long veil, an 18-foot-tall six-tiered cake. We're three for three with cake trends, by the way. We're talking cakes on today's show, and like a really impressive guest list. India's prime minister even came, and it's pretty mind-blowing because I started off 2018 not even knowing who Priyanka Chopra is. I feel like I actually just kind of figured out who she was. And she was in Amsterdam when I was in Amsterdam last month for her bachelorette party. And I hung out with them and I didn't. But they were in Amsterdam when I was there. And I found that out after I left. But it's interesting. Nick Jonas and her, they started dating in early 2018. That's not that long. And she's also 10 years older than him. So, I don't know. Is it going to last? I hope so. But I don't know. They're only dating for less than a year. Come on.
You know, with celebrities, I think marriage is kind of a little thing because they're like, oh, we can get divorced and I can marry someone else. How many celebrities divorce after a few years or they're engaged and boom, they're not engaged? I don't know. It's weird. Celebrities.
I know. Cardi B and
Offset.
Man, I'm going to sound like an Offset. They just broke up, which is a pretty big bum, man. I thought they were really good together, but that's a bum, man. I know. I don't like it when the celebrities break up, though. It makes me feel like true love doesn't exist.
So I think they have
hopefully
so much.
Priyanka and Nick stay together.
Well, you know what? They had a really cool looking wedding. They had like fireworks, and didn't they have like a little dance routine too, like a Bollywood dance? I don't know. Is that just rumors? Because I think that's fantastic if it's true.
I didn't read every single nitty gritty detail about their wedding, but it sounded unbelievably elaborate. So I'm going to assume that there were some dancers of sorts, no doubt.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The veil. I got to look up this veil, dude. 75-foot-long veil.
Right.
Who
does that? Celebrities. That's who does that. I hope I marry celebrities so I can get an elaborate wedding.
Same. I hope you do too. And I can come.
You will come, Justin. You're going to be my best man.
Yes.
What do we get for number two?
We've got the 76th annual Golden Globe Awards. The noms are hot off the press. And just for everybody, background, because I always get confused about what award shows are celebrating what, the Golden Globes are both TV and film, all right? TV and film. And so, yeah, the nominations are out. The show is going to take place on January 6th, so we still got a little bit of time. But most searched nominated actress, that is Lady Gaga, who starred in A Star Is Born. And I don't know if you've seen the recent videos of her talking about how, like, you only need one person in a room to believe in you, and I don't know. She has just said that in every single interview that she's ever had about the movie, which is pretty funny. But there are some interesting nods. Yeah, so A Star Is Born, The Favorite, Green Book, each got 5 nominations. John Krasinski's thriller, A Quiet Place, only got 1 nod, so people are kind of like, yo, what's up with that? Nothing for First Man or The Hate U Give. I don't know. I always love the award show. It's going to be hosted by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh. Andy Samberg, obviously the man. January 6th, Golden Globes.
What is it for drama motion picture? This one's going to be interesting. Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, and Black Klansman. That's going to be between Bohemian Rhapsody and Black Panther. That's going to be kind of cool to see which one wins out.
I just saw Bohemian Rhapsody when I was home for Thanksgiving, and I thought it was phenomenal. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was really good, and the music was great. Malik, who plays Freddie Mercury, was just like so spot-on accurate, which was impressive. I thought it was good. You know, I actually haven't even seen Black Panther. I feel like such a loon. I got to see that. So I'm not sure. I can't make an opinion about those two movies, at least. against one another.
Oh, here's another one. Actress in a drama motion picture. Lady Gaga, A Star is Born. Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me? I didn't see that one yet. And Rosamund Pike, A Private War. I don't even know what that movie is. I feel bad.
Man, I also don't know what that movie is. But Melissa McCarthy, she is great. I haven't seen that one either. I gotta see some movies, man.
Yeah, me too. I've been on my movie binge right now, and Can You Ever Forgive Me is on the list. A Star is Born, I'm not sure I want to see it. I mean, I saw the one with Barbara Streisand, so I know how it ends.
Okay, there you go.
But this year is going to be pretty interesting. I can't wait to see it. And I'm going to lie. I'm lying. I'm not going to watch it. I'm just going to wait for the next day to see who won.
Yeah, I mean, the award shows, they're a little drawn out. It is kind of fun to watch, though, the glitz and the glamour of it all, you know, kind of brings you back to old Hollywood, and Andy Samberg's great. But yeah, I probably won't watch either. I mean, let's be honest.
So for this week, what did we have for number one?
Number one, George H.W. Bush, who passed away this past week. He was the 41st president of the United States, and yeah, he passed away at the age of 94. So, you know, with anything, whatever, a big public figure passes away, everybody turns to Google to figure out, you know, what their contributions to the world were and kind of the legacy that they leave behind. And so we saw a huge amount of search interest, especially around his service dog, which there was like a pretty heartbreaking photo of like his casket and the dog sleeping underneath it. So George H.W. Bush service dog spiked by, you know, 4,600% over the past week. And yeah, it was a sad time, and he shall be missed.
I'm a little shocked that the dog was the only thing that went up there. I mean, he was a World War II pilot and one of the youngest in the Navy. I think that's a hell of a thing to not only be in the war and actively in the war, but, you know, he flew there, too. That's actually, yeah, that's pretty cool on his part. But
yeah, he was shot down. I mean, it's pretty wild. Well, the service dog was training. Also, National Day of Mourning was at an all-time high since 2004. And then George H.W. Bush Children was really high as well in terms of search interest.
Now, one of the things I know I should know and I don't know, other than I know he has like a crazy sock collection, but why?
That's a interesting question. I don't know. I actually didn't know he had a crazy sock collection. Crazy in terms of like the volume or the design or both?
Oh, it's the design. Like, they'll be like pink, or they'll have little planes on them, or they'll just, you know, they're just crazy socks, like, you know, little designs on them. And it's, I forgot how it started, but it's kind of cute. Like, you know
that
how Queen Elizabeth will wear certain brooches for certain occasions? Like, oh, this one was given to her, you know, in 19 whatever, and it signifies this or that. He does the same thing with socks. I thought it was really funny. But he has a crazy sock collection. Yeah, I don't know why, though. That's something people out there, you need to go look up why he has a crazy sock collection and let me know.
I'll follow up on that. We can circle back next week.
So for this week, though, most watched YouTube video, which one was that?
We've got the YouTube Rewind 2018. It's finally out, and this is YouTube's look back at all the different trending videos and all the different moments in time that popped up on YouTube throughout the past year. It's got so many views right now. I mean, last I checked, let's see, it's up to over 30 million views right now. And it's long, but it's super cool, and it's like just kind of a mashup video of all the different trending things that happened on YouTube throughout the past year. And they highlight 10 different videos that each have more than 673 million views. And three of the top 10 videos are from Asia. Kicks off with Will Smith, and it's fun to watch. And then, I don't know, just looking back at the YouTube trends overall, like the Walmart yodeling kid, man. Guy was like the biggest viral sensation of 2018 on YouTube. Then there was that big video about Yanny or Laurel. Remember that when everyone was trying to discuss like what they heard between Yanny or Laurel, and it was explained with science on YouTube. But yeah, go to YouTube, check out the Rewind video. It's a lot of fun. I mean, they got a lot of celebrities in there, and it's a cool look back. You're like, oh yeah, that was a big thing. I remember that.
Yeah, I think the Rewind video is all the best viral videos and the most relevant memes. The only thing I liked from that video was the Bongo Cat Wedding.
Yeah, Bongo Cat Wedding, that's all time. Yeah, that was a highlight for me as well.
everything else in there, it was like, okay, yeah, this is the year so far of the memes. They should have did this closer to New Year's, though. You know, maybe the end of December.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody's checked out at that point now.
You think so?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, everybody's always trying to get earlier and earlier with everything. I mean, we're celebrating Christmas in August, it feels like, at this point. So, you know, if you're not first, you're last.
That is true. You're right. Well, thank you, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Hey, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.